Before we begin, we all pray. Father in heaven, we're thankful for thy Son, the Lord Jesus, and in his name we come to thee and ask thee for help for each one here, saved or unsaved, that we may receive something from thyself. We ask for thy blessing now upon us. We thank you that thou hast blessed us abundantly and help us to be a blessing to others and we ask for help. And we just ask thee for wisdom from thee in the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to look at three main passages this morning.
At tayo po ay pagbubulay-bulayan at ang tatlong passage or babasahin sa araw na sa umagang ito.
The first one, I'll just read them in order as they appear, is Psalms 22.
Ang una po ay sa Salmo, sa Psalms 22.
And verse number 1. Psalm 22 and verse number 1. my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring?
Sa Tagalog po, Diyos ko, bakit mo ako pinabayaan? Bakit ka nagpakalayo sa pagtulong sa akin at sa mga salita ng aking pag-angal?
The next portion is Psalm 32. Psalm 32. And verse number 1. And verse number 2.
Ang susunod po ay sa Psalm 32, verse 1 and 2.
And in English, while you're turning, in English it reads, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile.
32.
Psalms 32, verses 1 and 2. If you have a Bible, you can follow along.
Sa Tagalog po, mapalad siyang pinatawad ng pagsalangsang na tinakpan ang kasalanan. Verse 2, mapalad ang tao na hindi paratangan ng kasamaan ng Panginoon at walang pagdaraya ang diwa niya.
And the next we'll read in is Psalms 103 and verse 12. Psalms 103 and verse number, we'll start verse 10. To verse number 12. Psalms 103, verse 10 to verse 12. It says, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
Ang susunod po ay sa Psalms 103, verse 10 and still 12, hanggang 12. Siya'y hindi gumawa sa atin ng ayon sa ating mga kasalanan, ni gumantiman sa atin ng ayon sa ating mga kasalanan. Verse 11, sapagkat kung paanong ang mga langit ay mataas kaysa lupa, gayon din ay gayon kalakin ang kanyang kagandahang loob sa kanila na nangatakot sa kanya. Verse 12, kung gaano ang layo ng silanganan at kalunuran, gayon inilayo niya ang mga pagsalangsang natin sa atin.
And the third, the next reading will be in Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53, it's a well-known portion of the Bible, the Old Testament, about the middle. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 5. And number 6, 5 and 6. Isaiah 53, verse 5 and 6. Verse 5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Verse 6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity," or the sin, "of us all."
Sa Tagalog po, Isaiah 53, verse 5 and 6. "Ngunit siya'y nasugatan dahil sa ating mga pagsalangsang. Siya'y nabugbog dahil sa ating mga kasamaan. Ang parusa ng tungkol sa ating kapayapaan ay nasa kanya, at sa pamamagitan ng kanyang mga latay ay nagsigaling tayo." Verse 6, "Tayong lahat na gaya ng mga tupa ay naligaw. Tayo ay tumungo bawat isa sa kanyang sariling daan at ipinasan sa kanya ng Panginoon ang kasamaan nating lahat."
The next one we're going to read is in John chapter 19. John chapter 19. Just one verse here. This is the account of the Lord Jesus when he was on the cross. Verse number 30, John chapter 19 and verse 30. This is quite a statement for the Lord Jesus to make while he's on the cross. John chapter 19 and verse 30. It says, "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost." I'll read that again. "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost."
Sa John 19 verse 30 sa Tagalog po, "Nang matanggap nga ni Jesus ang suka, ay sinabi niya, 'Naganap na,' at iniyukayok ang kanyang ulo at nalagot ang kanyang hininga."
We'll read one more verse in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 2. Let me turn to it here. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 3. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 3. In English it reads, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" So the question is, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews 2 verse 3.
Sa Tagalog po, sa Hebrews 2 verse 3, "Paanong makakatanan tayo kung ating pabayaan ang ganitong dakilang kaligtasan na ipinangusap ng Panginoon noong una ay pinatunayan sa atin sa pamamagitan ng mga nakarinig?"
Okay, so I just wanted to think of something that was kind of joy in the past couple of days. And this is the idea of The fact of that there's a great distance that we read of some things in the Bible.
At si Dale po ay si-share niya yung mga kanyang pinag-uukulang pansin na kanyang pinag-aaralan at ini-enjoy nung mga nakaraang araw.
When we flew to the Philippines, my dad was tracking us on his phone and he said, "You're over 13,000 kilometers away, and that's a long ways to be away from Canada or here in Nova Scotia."
13,000? Nung umuwi kami po ng Pilipinas, ang tatay po ni Dale ay kanya po kaming binabantayan sa aming flight at sinabi niya na kayo ay napakalayo, kayo ay 13,000 kilometers or na alam niyo na po yun, napakalayo talaga nun.
But what we're thinking of is a distance really that cannot be measured.
At ang iniisip po namin ay yung distansya po na hindi kailanman natin masusukat.
When it comes to Psalm 22, we're thinking about the Lord Jesus and how far it was from God helping him and saving him.
Nung ating ang mga binasa po natin ay maisip po natin ang kalagayan ng ating Panginoong Hesus nung siya ay nasa krus na siya po ay napakalayo sa kanyang Ama.
And we know from other scriptures that it was the will of God that he be on the cross bearing our sin in his own body on the tree and that he would do it by himself.
At kung isipin po natin na ito po ay hinayaan ng kanyang Diyos Ama na siya po ay malayo at maipako sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Ito po ay binigay niya, hindi niya po ito pinagkait na maranasan ng kanyang bugtong na anak.
If the Lord Jesus was saved from dying on the cross and bearing our sin, well, we wouldn't have a substitute to rejoice in. We wouldn't be able to rejoice and say, "My sins are all forgiven because Christ paid for them on the cross."
At kung sakaling pong sa panahon na yon o sa pagkakapanahon na siya po ay nasa cross, ay hindi po siya inayaan ng Diyos Ama at ito po'y kanyang iniligtas, maaaring hindi po natin mararanasan ang kaligayahan o ang contentment na masasabi natin na ang Panginoong Hesus ay namatay para sa aking kasalanan.
And I think of a Psalms 103 in verse 12. He said, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." And it's a person who has been had their sins forgiven. Their sins, there is not a distance. It is impossible to measure the distance that their sins have been removed from them.
At kung babasahin po natin sa Psalms 103 verse 12, sinabi po doon, kung gaano ang layo ng silangan sa kanluran, gayon inilayo niya ang pagsalangsang ng Diyos sa atin.
Let me ask a question to you, if you're listening. Have your sins been forgiven?
At kami po ay kanyo itatanungin po namin personal. Ito po ay kung naisip niyo po ba ng inyong kasalanan ay napatawad?
Can you say without a doubt, "I know my sins are forgiven and I am going to heaven when I die. I know this 100% based on the word of God."
At sa walang pagdududa, masasabi niyo sa inyong sarili na alam ko na ang Panginoong Hesus ay napatawad na ang aking kasalanan.
You could say, "I know for sure that Jesus died for me."
At alam ko sa aking puso't isipan at sa na may kasiguraduhan na ang Panginoong Isus ay namatay para sa akin.
We read in Isaiah 53, that wonderful chapter of where we read that the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all, the sin of us all.
At mababasa po natin sa Isaiah, o sa Isaiah 53, verse
6.
Tayong lahat na gaya ng mga tupa ay naligaw. Tayo ay tumungo sa bawat isa. Tayo ay tumungo bawat isa sa kanyang sariling daan. At doon po na yung English po na the Lord had laid on him the iniquities of us, or sinabi po sa Tagalog, at ipinasan sa kanya ng Panginoon ang kasamaan nating lahat.
And if you look at the end of verse number 8, it says, for the transgression of this, or the sin, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. That's Isaiah talking about his own people, the Jews. And he's saying, my people, the Lord Jesus was stricken for the sins of my people.
At sinasabi po ni Isaiah dito na,
at the end of verse 8.
Verse 8. At tungkol sa kaninyang lahi, sino sa kanila ang gumunita na siya'y nahiwalay sa lupaing buhay? Dahil sa pagsalansan ng aking bayan ay nasaktan siya. Ito po'y sinasabi ni Isaiah, ito po'y kanyang propesiya sa kanyang bayan na ang Diyos po ay na ang kanyang bayan po ay nagkaroon ng mabigat na kasalanan sa ating sa Diyos Ama, kaya sinabi po niya na ang kanyang bayan ay nasaktan siya.
And this was written about around 700 years before the Lord Jesus was in this world, before this happened. Give or take 700 years.
At ito po ay nasusulat pa noon sa 700 taon bago po ipinanganak ang ating Panginoong Jesus.
When we look at John chapter 19, we read this as the fulfillment of what we read in Isaiah 53, when it actually happened. The Lord Jesus said, it is finished. It is a statement of a finished work. He has finished bearing our sin. He has finished making payment to God on account of our sin.
Mm-hmm. So, kung babasahin po natin yung sa John 19 verse 30, sinabi po na ito po ay ang kaganapan ng kaligtasan na matatanggap ng buong sangkatauhan mula sa ating Panginoong Hesus, na sinabi niya, nang matanggap nga ni Hesus ang suka, ay sinabi niya, naganap na at iniyokayok ang kanyang ulo at nalagot ang kanyang hininga. Ito po ay ito ay katapusan na ng kanyang buhay at ng pagpapatawad ng ating Diyos Ama sa sanlibutan.
In fact, this was the reason why the Lord Jesus came into the world.
At sa katunayan nga po, ito po ang dahilan kung bakit ang Panginoong Hesus ay nagkatawang tao sa mundo.
He said, to this end I am come. He said to Pilate, this was the whole reason why he was here, so that he could die for you.
At ito po ang dahilan, ang buong dahilan kung bakit nga po ang naparito ang Panginoong Hesus upang siya'y mamatay para sa inyo.
And so there on the cross, you hear him cry, my God, why art thou so far from helping me?
Kaya nga po narinig natin sa kanya sa krus na sinabi niya, Panginoon, Panginoon, bakit napakalayo mo sa pagtulong sa akin?
And he was there forsaken, so that we will never be forsaken throughout an ending for a very eternity. We will never be forsaken for eternity.
Kaya nga po siya po ay napako doon upang hindi po maranasan natin ang kaparusahan ng pagkakasala at hindi po tayo iwawaksi ng ating Diyos Ama.
He took care of the problem that was dividing us and God, and that was our sin.
At siya po ay ang nag-ako ng lahat ng problema na hindi po kayang tugunan ng bawat tao. Ito po ay ang kanyang ang kapatawaran ng kasalanan ng sanlibutan.
Here where we are, it is a sunny day out. There is nothing, not very much clouds in the sky. There's not too much between the sun and us. You can see the sun shining here inside on our camera. But when you think of the Lord Jesus, he was the one who took our sin. The Lord Jesus bore our sin in his own body on the tree.
At sa aming pong katayuan ngayon, makikita niyo po ang araw na sumisikat at napakaganda. And then what's the what? The last one. At sinabi po niya, sinabi po ng Panginoon na sa kanyang pagkapako sa krus ay wala man lang tumulong sa kanya.
When your sins are forgiven, that's kind of like how it is. There's no clouds between you and the Son of God. No sin.
At kung napatawad na po kayo ng ating Panginoon, ay wala nga pong balakid sa kanyang kapatawaran, maging ang ulap, hindi po balakid ito upang kanya iyong upang kayo iligtas sa inyong kasalanan.
We enjoy a day like today, but we enjoy our sins forgiven so much more. We can say, blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven, iniquity is covered.
At amin pong ini-enjoy na po ang kapatawaran ng ating Panginoong Hesus at masasabi po namin na mapalad ang lahat ng taong makasalanan at napatawad na ng ating Panginoong Hesus.
The only way God can accept us into heaven is that someone has to make the payment that we deserve to make. And that was the Lord Jesus on the cross. He bore our sin in his own body on the tree. And it is finished. He finished that payment for sin.
At ang daan lamang po para sa kapatawaran ng ating kasalanan ay ang ating pagtanggap at paniniwala na ang Panginoong Hesus Kristo po ay napako sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Siya po ang nagbata ng lahat ng kahirapan mula sa Diyos Ama para sa kapatawaran ng sanlibutan.
I'm just going to go back to Hebrews chapter number 2 and verse number 3. And it's a question that really doesn't have an answer to it. In fact, there's no answer to this question.
At ating pong balikan ang binasa po natin sa Hebrews 2 verse 3.
And it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?
Sinasabi po noon na paanong makakatanan tayo o makakatakas tayo kung ating pabayaan ang ganitong dakilang kaligtasan.
God has provided such a great salvation and He wants us to just accept it, just take it for ourselves.
At ang Diyos Ama po ay nagbigay o naghandog ng napakalaki o napaka-importanteng kaligtasan at ang dapat lamang pong nating gawin ay tupoy tanggapin mula sa Kanya.
But He will never force us into heaven. He wants us to freely acknowledge our sin and freely accept the substitute who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngunit hindi niya po ito inoobliga sa mga tao sa atin. Ngunit nais niya po na ito po ay maging maging free. What's the free Tagalog? Ito po ay walang bayad na kasalanan para sa lahat. Kaligtasan, sorry. Walang bayad na kaligtasan para sa lahat.
Accept him and you can have your sins forgiven. But if you refuse or even neglect, the question is there. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?
Ito po'y ating tanggapin. Ngunit kung ito po'y inyong bababayaan, masasabi namin sa inyo na paanong makakatakas tayo sa kung ating pabayaan ang ganitong dakilang kaligtasan.
Thank you so much for listening. Now we'll speak to God in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for thy Son, the Lord Jesus. We're grateful for the one who was on the cross and he bore our sin. He made payment to a holy God and he satisfied God on account of our sin. He took our place. We thank thee for this. We ask thy blessing upon each one here and we pray for any needs that might be represented but not spoken. We just ask you that thou would work in thy way and help in thine own way. We thank thee for. We can say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Thank thee that whoever believes will not perish but have everlasting life. So we pray for each one in our meeting tonight. And those who are not, we know who we know, we pray for their souls to be saved for thine honor and glory. We just ask thee for help now. In the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, amen.